7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Interesting. What is this all about? And here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Ghost Committee, and I'm outside on another bright and beautiful day. Ooh, I see a black squirrel. He's running around. Yay, that's good luck. And I hear lots of bird distress. Okay, here's what's happening. I think we've got weather coming, but we've got a window. We've got a window in which we can go outdoors and have some fun. And I thought, yeah, the wind is coming, so let's go down to the creek. Who is going scurry scurry over there? Is that a bird or a dude? And so I thought, yeah, let's go to the creek, because it's going to get windier. And something's going on down here. There was a big bird freak out going on, which could mean a number of things, including but not limited to owl movement, maybe fox stuff. I better take my sunglasses off so I can see better into the thing here. Yeah, the wind is starting to pick up already. Also, it smells very it smells very stinky around here. Fox stinky. Which way is the wind blowing? Wind is blowing that way. Alright, so I'm now standing here at the edge. I'm overlooking the creek. I don't see anybody out on the golf course. It's starting to get green around here. Some of the bigger trees are starting to open little leaves. Not a lot of them. And there's ground cover. Starting to get ground cover. What the hell's going on around here? So let's get down into the creek. Maybe we can avoid some of this wind when it starts doing its thing. Squeak, squawk, squeak, squawk. Birds are freaking out everywhere. Now, why are birds freaking out everywhere? Hi, birdie. Yes, you're very squawky. Look around for squawkiness. Looking up in the trees for big birds. Huh. Well, I'm not immediately seeing anything. God. The smell, though. I mean, smelling very strongly. What are these birds wigging out about? We got some kind of blue jay border confrontation going on. I'm going to step down into the creek here in an effort to check for golf balls. Just in case. Speaking of golf balls, I had a fun time last night. It was book club for my mom again. What does that mean? That means me and the emeritus are going to Frank's. So the emeritus comes over, picks me up, and we go out to the Franks and eat some yummy pizza. It was good. That's the goodest kind of pizza. Although it has changed a little bit, just some minor stuff, and they have now started selling grab-and-go slices. You can now just walk in and buy a slice and it's ready, and you can walk out. Before, you could buy pizza by the slice, but, you know, you had to order it and wait for it to be cooked. And I've just noticed something. Yeah, here's that orange golf ball. That orange gopal that was across the creek in the mud hiding over there has now been washed to right here. All right. It's got a leaf on it. We'll just rinse it off here a little bit. What do we got? It's a nitro. A nitro number one. Oh, well. Might as well hang on to it. Might as well make our trip with wild, because I'm not seeing anything else. There's a white golf ball in the mud here, and there's a dirty white golf ball over there. Dirty white golf ball. Dirty white golf ball. You know what else is really weird is I can hear the school. You know, about, 200 meters? Yeah, 200, 250, 250 meters behind me is an elementary school. And I can hear the kids out at recess playing in the sunshine, enjoying their youth. Oh, I smell you, you what's Big Shadow? Hold on. Where's the sun? And the shadow was there, so bird was where? Okay, what the hell was that? Huh. That might have been an owl. You might be interested to know that I did go outside yesterday. Some more, after dubious goals committee. I didn't see anything. I saw one marmot as I was driving back to my house at MUD, but I was walking around in tranquility and I saw, what did I see? Oh, a bunch of turkey vultures. A bunch of turkey vultures in the wood pile. And I thought, that's weird. There must be a dead animal in there, but that was kind of cool. So they were hopping around and doing stuff. Okay, you know what? Have you noticed that it has immediately gone silent? Those blue jays that were freaking out are no longer freaking out. Well, there's one little call, but that might be an all-clear call. Was that Big Shadow my owl flying over? I think it was. God. It really stinks. Like fox around here. I mean, normal people should be able to smell this. It is so prominent. All right, let's walk upstream a bit. I'm walking upstream and I'm looking up into, yep, hi buddy. There he's one. I see you now. He's so nice. Okay, we've got one big barred owl hanging out in this tree. I'm going to try to take my camera out of my pocket. Oh, and there's a duck down there. That duck just hopped out up onto the log. Okay, we got a... I think it's a mallard down there. Okay, hold on. Let's concentrate on Mr. Owly Owl. Turn on the camera. Let's try to take a picture of my friend. But in order to get a good picture... Oh, no. Stay there, buddy. Don't move, damn it. Look at him fly. Oh, he flew into a tree with a lot of little birds, and the little birds had to fly away. Okay. I took two steps forward so I could get a better shot. And he moved. And let's see, now I gotta move up here a little bit further. Oh, look at him. He is so nice. I don't think I'm gonna get a photo. But we're going to give it a shot. Where is he? First, I got to find him in the damn camera. Oh, he's so nice. Oh, all the other birdies say, no, you are evil owl. And Mr. Owly says, yeah, screw you. I am the owl who is the fun guy. All the birds are angry. Oh, yeah, now we got a blue jay just jumped right up next to him. And said, hey, you're a bad guy. And he says, no, I'm a good guy. Look at him. And he's just rotating his head around. These other birds are trying to get close and be dangerous. And he just looks at them and they say, oh, we better leave because this looks pretty tough. He's a cool bird. Hey, wait, come on, dude, look back at me. Look at me again so I can get a picture. He keeps looking around at the other birdies. I'm getting an occasional photograph, but I don't really know if these photos are going to turn out. I don't have the shot. If he was still in that tree, it would be good, but he's not. Hi! Oh, he's looking at me. Oh, no, he's not looking at me. He wants to watch me and see what interesting, cool stuff I do. But he says, oh, I got to check out these little birds. I might have to mess them up. Look at this guy. Oh, he's so dope. Yay! We found an owl. We found an owl when we suspected there might be owls because of all the bird noise. And there was owls. And I think there's another one. I suspect that there's another one. And that other one. And where is he? That other one is over there somewhere. The shadow I saw, that other owl went into the golf course trees, I'm sure. Well, that reminds me of something else I saw yesterday. Guess what I ran into yesterday? I ran into some bumblebees when I was out at Tranquility Park. Big ones. They were pretty big. And they were buzzing. And I was like, yay, bees. Look at that guy. I'm still just staring at the owl. I'm standing here. Just staring up into a tree. Can I get a better picture? What if I... See, the thing of it is, even if one of these photos does turn out good, you're not going to be able to tell what it's a photograph of because it's just this lump of feathers and you can't see him unless he's looking at me. Where is he? And he's very hard to see up there. Okay, now. Yeah. Not going to get a good photograph. But that's okay. Because I'm watching an owl. He's not watching me. He doesn't have a care in the world. Should we try to sneak past him so we can go up there and see the duckies? No, we don't need to do that. Because I don't want to spook the ducks. There's already enough bird distress happening down here. All the little birds are stressed out because of the owl. Or owls, plural. I'm turning around. I'm heading into the wind. I'm heading downstream. Why is the wind blowing this direction? This is annoying. All right, I'm going to try to take cover by this tree so I can look up into the other trees. Yay, we saw an owl today. We got an owl and an orange golf ball. And it really smells like fox down here. I mean, it's a prominent odor. Not a subtle scent. Oh no, a prominent odor. Oh, we got little butterflies. We got little butterflies. Yay, okay, because we got the little flowers. Flowers means butterflies. Yay, okay. So, that's working out for me, the butterfly thing. Wind is starting to pick up. Let us now head further downstream. Let's go downstream now and look for, well, you know, whatever there is to be found, which may include more golf balls. And that might include foxes or mantis or whatever the hell that sound right over there was. Squirrel. Okay, I stepped down into the creek. I'm on the rocks. Oh, I just remembered I gotta go to the store. Time to go rock hopping. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Yay! I smell you, buddy. I'm coming for you. Hop, hop. All right. Yes, we've got some unidentifiable small tracks. Could very well be dog. But, oh, wow. Just as easily could be fox. Ooh, big smell. Okay. Where is this coming from? Where is this fox hiding? What is this fox marking that is creating such a overwhelming scent? I'm looking around. I'm not seeing anything obvious. And I just remembered something. I have 2 pieces of pizza left over from last night in my refrigerator, ready to eat for lunch, but I'm afraid to eat it. I think they changed. Oh, there's another ducky right there. Hi, Mr. Quacks. Mr. Mallard is right here by the other picnic table dam, and he's kind of swimming away from me now. Not very fast. He's just like, oh, it's that guy again. He wasn't after me last time. Is he after me this time? And I just stopped and he turned. Yeah, I'm coming towards you, dude, so keep going. Let's move. I think they changed their cheese, because yesterday after I got home from eating all that pizza, oh, God, that hurt my guts. Oh, there's a ball right there. It's an orange ball, but wait a minute. Is that the orange ball that we threw in the water? That was a nitro with a cut taken out of it, right? A lawnmower hit. So we're going to just ignore that. So now I've got 2 pieces of pizza that will be very delicious, but will probably make me very sick. Is that what I want to eat for lunch today? I don't really have anything else, because I went to the store yesterday to get a... No, on Sunday night. What the hell day is this? To get a bunch of stuff. But since it was Sunday, they were out of stock out of everything I wanted to buy. No graham crackers, no bratwurst, no... It just was stupid, and so I had to get some stuff, and then I went home. Okay, Mr. Ducky is still moving up that way. No, come this way. Come this way. You can hang out here while I walk by. Yeah, okay, now he has to get up on the sandbar and walk. Wait, what's this right up here? What the hell? Oh my God, there's a turkey right here! There's a freaking turkey right here up on the edge of the golf course, and he just walked up onto the golf course. Holy crap. So we got the duck down in the creek right here. But I might be able to get up here and get a photo. Where'd he go? Where did he go? Where the hell did he go? There's some guys on the golf course right here. Okay, I'm sliding back down the creek bank. I can't find him. Oh my God. Yeah, I heard something walking through the leaves. And I look up and it's a damn turkey. Oh, and I just spooked my duck. He went flying away. I just kicked dirt into my shoe and my sock, and now my feet is dirty. Damn it. Where'd that turkey go? Oh my God. That was freaking hilarious. I have seen turkeys down here before. When I first moved into the neighborhood, I was just walking by the creek up on the dog promenade one day when I heard weird rustling and walking in the leaves, and I was like, what the hell? And I looked down here and I had to spend some time looking, but nope, I eventually saw a turkey walking around down here, and I was like, whoa! Yeah. Where's that turkey now? I think he might have snuck around behind me and come back down into the creek, because he doesn't want to be up in the creek, because there are people playing these holes now. All right, so we're in the other golf ball zone. I see a golf ball, a white golf ball down here in the water. I'm just checking to make sure it's not a custom Callaway. Okay, it's some kind of weird-ass bird day here on Dubious Goals Committee. We got an owl, 2 mallards, a turkey and, you know, a bunch of screaming freaking blue jays. Oh, this is funny. There's a rock in the water here with mud on it. And in the mud, there's two very perfect marmot footprints. Like, because a marmot just stopped and stood there. And he posed. His back feet were in the water and his front legs were up on the rock and he was checking stuff out. Yeah, I'm just sort of looking in the water here. Here's another golf ball. Is that a custom? It looks a little weird, but that's not anything we're interested in. Some kind of heavy machinery up on the street side of the creek. Sounds like somebody's building something. Yeah, there's been a lot of water movement through here. Oh, there's my ducky again. He's like, why are you following me? No, I'm not following you. Go that way. Go. That's the way I'm going. You go that way. Ducks. The funny thing is mallards, I think, are just about the smartest duck. At least the smartest ducks that I ever have to deal with. They're the least skittish. They don't spook as much as a lot of other ducks. So they're usually pretty chill. This guy, he's trying to maintain his chill, but he's also trying to figure out why the hell I'm following him. So I'm trying to get out of his line of sight. I'm moving more towards the golf course side. So he'll figure out he can go back upstream. Actually, I wonder if I can get around him. Because if I can get around him, and if I can come back into his line of vision down here, he'll go the other way. Okay. And now let's get up here on the creek and see which way he went. Go the other way, homie duck. Where's homie duck? Nope. He hasn't figured out. He still went downstream. Oh, and I think I've just made a grave error. Yeah, I forgot. See, we've had rain for a couple days, which means water has come through here, which it means that the mud has been... What's the word I'm looking for? Reconstituted? Yep. I hear you too, ducky quacks. Yeah, okay. This means we cannot cross the creek where we normally would and walk in the mud. I don't see any golf balls over there anyway. So we are left with one option. Turn around. Turn around and go back the way we came. Alright. Yeah, that's cool. Kinda wanna find that turkey. Squirrel. Squirrel's to the left of me. Ducky's to the right. Here I am. Stuck in the middle with owls. Hooty hooty owls. Just doing a quick visual sweep as I walk through here, making sure I don't miss any golf balls. Now, where the hell did I see that turkey? That was over here. Squirrel behind me making noise. Okay, so I had just, yeah, the turkey was like hanging out right by this little tree. And then he heard and saw me, and he started walking that way. I thought he was going to cross the golf course, but I think there was people on the golf course. So where did he go? He must have walked along the ridge here, right? And then come back into the creek, right? Right? It makes perfect sense. So where is he? I do not see him. But I will remind all the committee members that just because I can't see him doesn't mean he's not here. He just might be very well camouflaged. Turkeys are very well camouflaged. Turkeys, rabbits, marmots, very difficult to find. Very difficult to spot at a distance, unless you really know what you're looking for. Same with these barred owls. Boy, they get up in the trees and the dried leaves, the twigs and the sticks. You can't even see them until they move. Now, see, if I was a turkey, this would be the beautiful turkey zone. This would be the best hiding space ever, because I can't even get up there. Is there a turkey lurking about? Oh, yeah, that's the other thing I was going to tell you. Oh my God. When I was at Tranquility Park last night, you know, I was just sort of hanging around by the pit of despair, you know, looking for marmots. And I heard a loud turkey gobble. It was some distance off, but I started walking towards it and I heard it again. And so for about a half an hour, I was chasing around a big gobbler, and he was a loud gobbler. He was screaming. I mean, I heard these calls, these gobbles, from a half kilometer away or more. And he was screaming, and it was loud, and it was obviously a turkey. It wasn't like you could barely hear it in the distance. No, it was gangster turkey. And so I went around looking for him for a long time, but you know, it's like playing sub hunt. You know, you run around looking, you don't know, and then every once in a while he goes doo-doo-doo-doo. And you go, oh, okay, I gotta go that way. So you look for a while, then 3 minutes later, doo-doo-doo-doo, okay, I gotta go over there, right? So yeah, I chased him around for about at least half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, and then I had to give up because I realized where he was. He was high up in the deciduous forest and behind the maintenance guy's shack and stuff, and I was starting to get hot, and I would have had to go all the way around and do all this. And I think this girl walking her dog thought I was following her, because she was on a different path, but I kept running into her and her dog as I was trying to stalk this turkey. All right. Okay, well, I think the thing to do now, I'm back to where we came down. We got to start wrapping it up at some point. Where's that turkey? Where's that owl? Where's that other duck? Let's walk upstream and see if we can see our two other bird friends today. Wow, what an interesting day. An owl, some mallards, and a turkey down in the creek of all things. You know, we expect to see that at Heron Haven or somewhere. Oh, big shadow. Yep. Oh, is that owl or is that something else? Okay, big shadow, but it came from golf course tree. That might have been the first shadow we saw earlier. I couldn't tell if that was an owl or if that was a big red-tail hawk. But do we ever get red tails down here? I don't know. I don't remember. All right. I'm looking up into the tree where, yep, he's still there. There's our buddy. Hi, buddy. And he's turning his head to look at me. And I'm going to wave at him. Hi. Hello. Yes, everybody at Dubious Goals Committee says hello to you. Because you're very nice. You're a very nice feathery buddy up there. Yeah, he's cool. And he knows it. You know, it's kind of nice down here. Even with the wind. Kind of want to just hang out down here all day. Maybe make a picnic. And if I do, I'll tell you about tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now it's the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah.
And then we're down the drain. He's watching me. He says, oh, I want to have a cool owl radio show on Anon Radio. I said, oh, you have to sign up SDF and you can get a schedule. All right, now what am I going to do?